Oh, and welcome back to Movies with Mantar. We're on the move again. But we have...
We actually have a recording device.
Yep.
That is...
Oh, we're looking really loud.
Decent.
Never mind, I guess we're fine. That didn't look too bad, right? Hopefully your ears didn't shatter with
when
that
were,
one.
When you were listening to it, what volume are you listening to it at right now?
That like 50, like okay, normal. Nice. I think we're all good.
So let's do a test run. Literally.
Test drive.
Test drive. Oh, come on. I meant to say that and it didn't come out.
We're probably going to put this at the start of the episode, or like we'll interject it somewhere in there.
Okay,
so this is the driving test.
You drove this, and it is really, really, really messed up now.
Okay, that's not my fault. I wanted to be a safe driver.
No, no, that's, well... What did you do?
Okay. You can see it on the thing, dude. That's pretty funny. Wait, don't look at my screen. You're driving.
I'm not looking at the screen, don't worry.
I can't believe you do such a thing.
I'm not, oh my god, this actually feels really good. I'm sorry, I don't think I can let you drive this car anymore.
Okay, I just won't mess with your settings, I guess. I think
no,
that's
no, I don't think you should mess with the settings if it's not the setting that works for you.
Yeah.
Wait, how's it going? How's it... Okay, we should actually... Never mind. This isn't technically driving.
No, no. I'm not going to test it. We're just going to keep going. And whenever I first start talking about Captain Marvel, that's probably what the start of the episode's going to be. Because I don't think anyone wants to hear this ridiculous preamble right now.
Oh, I think it's a great preamble.
I'll have the preamble in there for sure. Yeah. Anyway, we just saw Captain Marvel literally 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
We just came out of the theater, same theater we watched, not Endgame, whatever the first one was. Well, I can't
remember.
Infinity War. Yeah, there we go. That's what we watched. Okay, let's get all the bad out.
Okay. Music?
Terrible.
Not memorable, which was really sad.
Yeah.
I hoped it would be memorable, but it wasn't, so...
No.
Maybe they're saving all of their creative talents for Endgame.
Oh, 100%. Even, like, some of the CGI, I was like...
Oh, yeah! Some of the Captain Marvel CGI, which just like, looks so weird. Especially at the very end, and I was like...
Yeah. It didn't really make me feel...
Can you imagine watching that in 3D, though? That would have been, like, in your face weird.
Oh, yeah, and you're gonna see the jet... Yeah.
Maybe it would have looked better on IMAX. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? Might be, but I don't think it was shot on IMAX, so I don't know if it's gonna be like that great. Yeah, we're on the road again. If you remember our first
our
movie
early
reviews,
days.
Which really weren't that early because we did it in December. So really, that was like two months ago.
No, we started in like.
We started summer. In April. Yeah.
Yeah, we started like almost a year ago.
Almost a year ago.
Good for us.
What was that noise?
The car makes weird noises.
Can you hear that? That's the
that's
purr of an engine.
That's a purr of an engine.
No, that's okay.
I got my oil changed a while ago too, and like I don't even think I feel like it made it worse.
Probably.
I feel like whatever they did to my car made it worse because it came out with more problems than I had before. So
that's why they make you go back.
Yeah.
Anyway. What else was really bad? Oh, the first 45 minutes, I want
to
say?
I don't think it was bad. I feel like it just didn't need to be that drawn out.
You know, okay. Are we doing full spoilers, or do you want to do as non-spoilery as possible?
I don't really care.
I think we should do non-spoilers
no.
for a little bit. No, no, just talk about, like, general aspects of the movie.
Okay.
And then we'll go into, like, in-depth fine. Discussion.
I guess I do care. I was like... so.
The first things I do want to say is... Pacing is all over the place. It didn't feel like...
It wasn't cohesive.
Yeah.
It didn't feel cohesive to me. Like, a lot of other Marvel movies, even though they're kind of like, wait, what's happening? I don't know. You kind of figure it out. This one took me longer to get than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I wasn't like, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. Like, no.
And we're pretty
big. I feel
big.
Like I have to watch it a couple times.
I probably will watch it, like, once or twice more. Like, I'm pretty sure it's going to be on DVD before... Endgame comes out, and I'll probably watch it one more time. Ooh, that car.
Ah,
Jesus.
Oh, what are you doing?
Goddamn, dude. Sorry. That's the unpredictability that comes
okay,
with...
Okay, that car... You know that was wrong, right?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have done that.
No.
Okay.
He just barreled into the lane.
Oh my god, he didn't even stop. I was like, dude, okay, you either wait or you don't merge.
Oh,
like,
you
can't establish in the middle of the road if there are cars coming.
You know what would have been great? If he actually did hit us? Because now we have audio proof.
Yeah,
that we saw
like,
them.
Dude.
We have evidence
also,
against you,
bitch.
I can't
you, damage bitch. This car anymore. Like, it's already messed up. I need to get it fixed before I can damage again.
We're running... It's basically a Flintstones car right now. Man.
Okay, anyway, sorry.
How many podcasts do you know that has this high-octane action? Only this one.
This will keep you on your toes.
Unless you're sitting down, in which case... Oh my god.
It's fine. That wasn't even anything. That's just your brain.
But if I say it, it makes it... no one can see it. So if you say it, you're the only one ruining the experience for everyone right now. I'm sorry. I love you.
That was harsh.
Okay. Sorry. Again, speaking of car crashes and things derailing, the movie.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't that bad. I'm just being dramatic.
It was pretty good. It was a pretty good movie, I'd say.
Yeah.
Not, like, the best Marvel movie I've seen, no. But it was definitely pretty good.
I am kind of surprised that there's 25, so you could say that it's in, like, the upper 15 of the movies.
It was in the upper 10%, yeah. I guess you could say.
Upper 10% is, like, 2.5.
Of the movies?
Yeah. Because it's 20, right?
Okay, never mind. Yeah. Not 10%.
I'd say it's, like, in the... It's in top 15 for me.
Sure.
It's definitely not a stinker.
Like the top three.
It's in your top three?
No.
Okay. No. It's in my top 15. Like, I'd say it's, like, around Doctor Strange or Cap 2, maybe?
Cap 2 is pretty good.
I just didn't like that instead of him fighting S.H.I.E.L.D., it was him fighting Hydra in S.H.I.E.L.D. and not really S.H.I.E.L.D.
What?
Yeah, because that's what happened, right? It's not like... He was fighting his friends or allies. He's fighting Nazis infiltrating the place where his friends are.
Yeah.
Like, what was his name? Agent Rumlow was a Nazi. I mean, sure, he was kind of friendly at the start, but
that
it's not...
That was his cover.
Yeah, it was his cover. Whatever. Anyway, Captain Marvel. CGI was a bit choppy at times.
Saving their budget again.
Yeah, I mean, it happened to...
The budget's not for Captain Marvel, it's for Endgame.
It's like, I think...
Gotta CGI out Chris Evans' beard.
That they CGI'd it?
Yeah.
He's
keeping the beard for real. Like, he has to be keeping the beard for real.
They're not gonna make him shave it.
No. They can CGI that out. They've got a specific budget geared towards that.
That's why Thanos doesn't have any screen time. They don't have enough budget to have him in there. Anyway, CGI, music... pacing right at the start. I feel it was just a bit...
I kind of liked what they did, though, with the retrieving her memory kind of thing. It's like, wait, no, go back. No, really focus on this one.
I like
it
that.
It was cool.
That was very
that
cute. Yes. My favorite one was when she was like, oh, I gotta eject. They're like, no, get her back.
Yeah.
Reverse that, please.
No.
I think what they should have done, and this is gonna be spoilers, this is, from here on out, spoilers?
Sure.
Yes. What they should have done was they should have started with her flying through space and falling into the blockbuster.
Oh, like start the movie that way?
Yeah, start the movie that way. And then, because the beginning, what do we learn? We learned Skrulls can shapeshift. Captain Marvel doesn't remember stuff. She has powers. Yeah. She can fight. She meets a supreme being, supreme intelligence, whatever. What does she learn from that? That the Krees are Krees and Skrull?
She doesn't really learn much from that. I think the Supreme Intelligence was just there to keep her in check. Like, keep her.
But what did she say? What did Annette Bening say at the start?
Excuse me.
I can't remember. See, there we go. not even essential. We just watched it.
You mean, like, what was her message in, like, the...
Yeah, what did she say?
Intelligence at the beginning.
Yeah, what did she say?
I don't know.
See, that's it. Like, it's inessential.
It was something about, like, you know, you have to learn to control.
Was that what she said?
I thought so. I don't know. Maybe
I thought that's what Jude Law said.
I thought that was the point. Jude Law, Supreme Intelligence, they were all telling her the same thing, essentially.
Then you could have just cut the scene with Jude Law.
Yeah.
And just had... I guess you had to...
But you needed to play up Jude Law's character.
Yeah, that's right.
You needed to make him, like... the person that saved her, the person that's training her, kind of thing.
No, I just remember what she said.
Oh, what'd she say?
Remember they went to that alien planet, Torfa, to find the Kree spy?
Uh-huh.
That's what she said.
What?
Yeah, what right? You know how inconsequential that sequence was? It didn't matter. Remember, they were like, oh, it's gonna be an ambush. Remember?
Yeah, that was...
That's what the Supreme Intelligence was.
Really?
It's like, hey, you have a mission, you have to do this. Oh. And then Yondrog was like, hey... Oh, by the way, Jude Law is Yondrog. He's not Captain Marvel.
People thought Jude Law would be Captain Marvel?
Yeah, I think all the promotional thing was just like, Jude Law is Captain Marvel. Yeah, I didn't like that. I think what they should have done was start off with Blockbuster. Yeah, or
and kind of rewind and kind of go like...
I'm not even talking like a full rewind. I'm talking like, you know how they did that thing where it's like, give me your password, right? Mm-hmm. And then do like the history deep dive? Sure. We're going to do a deep dive on our guest Instagram. It's a little Hot Ones reference. Sean Evans will be great at finding out Skrulls. Yeah, I think they should have done something like that and then been like, what was the hardest battle we fought? And then they could have like flashback to a battle where they were like just in a squad, mm-hmm. doing squad things, you know? That's fighting crazy. Off Skrulls, right? Instead of being like, oh, we have to find a spy on a planet filled with shapeshifters. Cool. I didn't like that her name was Veers when clearly it says Vers.
Oh my god, I thought that too! I was like, I saw the label and I was like, okay, I understand where Veers comes from.
Yeah,
now,
I didn't like
but
it.
No!
It's Vers!
That's not how it's pronounced. There's no two E's, there's only one E.
And even like, I guess you could probably chalk that up to like, oh, you're, you know, they don't know English. But.
Oh, but like.
Come on.
They read it.
I would have been okay with Vers.
That'll be like, you know.
Vers.
I guess even in a British way it would sound
Vez. Hey, Vez. Watch you come here.
I thought they were saying fierce for a long time. Like,
wait, what did
like
you...
she's fierce. And I didn't hear Veers for the first
time. Oh, bit. Yeah, yeah, okay, okay, okay.
I thought
they were calling her
fierce. And I was like, mm-hmm. oh, that's a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. But, like, no.
I thought they were all going to have, like, those
like,
code names,
no,
too.
No, it's Vers. You can't chop the word in half.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess sometimes you can. That happens in English. But this is not one of those situations.
And it's not that good.
No. I feel like they were like, yeah, that one, the Avenger one at the end. I'm glad they didn't show it, though, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew that was going to happen. As soon as we saw the Protector
uh-huh,
initiative, it's like,
yeah,
okay,
it's like,
come
that's
on.
That's not what it's called.
Oh, I did not like that her call sign was, like, on the ship? On
yeah,
her,
the Avenger.
The Avenger.
I was like, why?
Really?
She wasn't
Who
even
are you
in
avenging?
That role. Yeah. I was like, where did that even come from? That was not even in the movie at all.
Like,
if they had made a reference to it, like, before, I would have been like, fine, okay, mm-hmm. that makes sense. Nick Fury's first interaction with, like, someone from outer space, first real power, first real attempt to make this initiative happen.
Yeah.
Then, okay, it makes sense. But they just throw in the word because they were like, oh, shit,
we need
about
to do
this.
Something about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's like, we gotta include this somewhere, guys.
You know...
It's like, ugh, you're so good at doing things like that. Why'd you fuck it up this time?
I guess because they couldn't think of another way to
Maybe.
Make it work.
Yeah.
I think what should have happened is that she should have said in the movie, like, oh, maybe not, okay, never mind. That would have been worse if she said, I'm an Avenger. That would have been bad. I actually would. I would have cringed very hard if she said that.
My name is Carol. It's like that at the very end.
Oh, please,
she says,
no.
My name is Carol Danvers, and I'm an Avenger. And
yeah.
then she goes all, like, super powery.
I think it would have been better if she was actually avenging something. But they're not.
She wasn't
really,
really
avenging
something. She was just like.
She's
well, I guess
rising
she was
up
avenging
to.
Avenging herself.
Does that count?
Yeah.
That's a redemption. That's not an avenging. Should be the revenge.
The
redemption initiative.
The redemption initiative.
Although, you know what? You know what I do like about Captain Marvel?
Uh-huh.
I'm glad that this was like Fury and Coulson's first time seeing a superhero.
Uh-huh.
Because then when you look at Iron Man, and you look at Captain America, and you look at. I guess, like, the Hulk is the closest. They're like, yeah, this is a that insane.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I guess.
Like, okay, we've seen worse. Or we've seen better
yeah.
I guess.
It's
yeah.
like, oh, you built an Iron Man, like, you built a suit
built
of
a
armor
suit
that
out
can
of
fly?
Metal.
Cool, bro.
You.
Oh, you can turn into a big green monster? Can you jump into space?
Can you glow and
can
shoot,
can you turn
like,
Super Saiyan? Yeah, bitch.
At people and blow them up? Like, no.
Captain America,
so
you just
scary.
Have a metal shield. You can't even fly. You can't do shit. Why are you a captain? Oh, they never called her Captain Marvel.
No, they didn't.
Interesting.
Well, I guess technically she isn't Captain Marvel. It was the.
Yeah, they never.
What's her name? Her boss, lady. Marvel. It was
Captain Marvel. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
But she's not
it
a
wasn't
captain.
Carol Danvers.
No.
It was the other woman. So the
yeah.
movie really wasn't about her. The namesake is not her.
No.
Yeah.
She.
Which I actually think is kind of cool.
Yeah, no one called her Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Interesting. They just called her Carol. And
Or Veers.
Veers. Ugh. what a dummy.
I understand why. Birds kind of doesn't sound as cool as fears, but still. It's not how you pronounce it.
Yeah. Any other grievances?
Thinking, actually.
I think those are all my grievances. I think I got most of them out. I can't think of another thing that I didn't like.
Okay. Okay, so I understand why the Skrulls were being all like, you know, we have to be secretive and we can't let people know what our true cause is because we're just gonna get killed. And
but they were never on the offensive.
But they were never, they didn't act like they were innocent.
But,
you know what I mean? Like, even though they weren't offensive, they never act like they would have helped them. Like,
Matthew. It's because there's a Kree warlord in their presence. Why would they try to act innocent with someone that they know could kill them
easily? Yeah, but like,
if it was just Nick Fury and Monica.
But like, what is the point then? You know, like that one Skrull took on the role of Coulson and kind of hid in.
Because they were trying to get to Carol.
Yeah, but because
they're trying to find the coordinates
Carol to help them. Why would that guy attack?
Because Carol's because they think Carol's a Kree that would kill them. Because that's what Carol was gonna do.
Okay, but like, but then that other the main guy.
Talos.
Talos.
Yeah.
He like reached out to whatever, what's her name, Carol.
And
being like, yeah, because he was like, just hear me out. Okay, Mar-Vell was trying to like help us. We're not evil.
Oh, okay,
You know, like he told her the truth.
But
like, after. Yeah, but it took them so long to get from there to her. They could have.
Matthew, did you not see the train scene?
I didn't see the train scene.
Did you not see how Carol fucking didn't care about anything and just punched the shit out of this girl?
Okay, I understand. But
you're just victim blaming at this point.
That's not. Why do you keep saying shit like that?
Because you are victim blaming.
I'm not.
The Skrulls are the victim in this thing. They didn't do anything bad to the Kree except not accept their rule.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They're just like, hey, I don't like this government. Please, I want out. Now you're saying, oh, they should have been all servile to the people that were gonna kill them and subjugate them. They weren't acting terrifying at all. Oh, you know what? Wait, you got me one place. Because there's one Skrull that did just open fire at Carol.
Yeah.
That's a bad... Yeah, okay, I'll give you
they
that. That
being,
wasn't good.
They weren't being innocent. They weren't, like...
No. I'll give you that one. That one's probably his science guy that just didn't know how to do shit. You were victim blaming!
Victim blaming. I'm just making a point.
You were victim blaming.
You're
making fun of a servile race of refugees, and I mean, come on, it's a little beneath you if I'm being honest. Okay, are those all your grievances?
Sure.
Do you have more grievances now because I said that?
Nope. Because again, if I say anything, I'm gonna get blamed for saying something else. So I'm just not gonna.
Nah, Matthew, I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
No.
Please.
No, I actually don't have anything else to say.
Okay. What's next? Good things. What did you really like about the movie?
It wasn't overly feminist.
Oh yeah, you're right. This was a feminist movie.
Uh-huh.
Oh shit.
There were lots of female characters, but it wasn't overly. Well, yeah.
There was like two, three, if you count the wife of Talos.
No, I counted.
And the kid.
I counted Brie Larson.
Oh, the blue sniper, right?
No, not the blue sniper. The fighter pilot.
Okay, Rambo. Okay.
Then Captain Mar-Vell.
Okay, Annette Bening,
and
yes.
And the kid. Like, it was a very, female
I didn't even notice.
Power movie, but it wasn't, it didn't, like, throw it in your face, which I liked.
I guess you could probably...
It put the point across without being like, oh, men are trying to take away our stuff.
They explicitly did say it once.
There were some scenes where they were like, you know, women weren't allowed to fly.
Yeah.
But in the time period, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And given that it's that time period, they could have done a lot more with that.
I think they also didn't want to do that.
Yeah, which I'm glad about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, the one thing that you could probably tout as, like, a feminist angle is the fact that it's like, oh, you know, you gotta rise up. When you know, every time you keep falling down, you rise up. That's, that's a hero trait.
They didn't say that was a female thing.
Yeah,
they
it's
said
a
that
hero.
Was a human thing.
A human or, like, a hero trait. Like, that's what the good guys do.
No, it was a human.
Does it say human or hero?
Yeah, because... The intelligence person
was
like, you're only human
have another grievance.
Okay.
When she changed the suit, didn't she realize that she had, like, a Kree chip on her neck?
Yeah. Why didn't...
Yeah, she should have taken that off.
Well, I mean, she didn't know to take it off, I guess.
But you would assume... Oh, I guess that's true.
Because she only took it off when she realized that.
That it was, like, blocking her.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, I'll give you that.
Before that, she thought they were...
Oh, helping. Everyone had,
and
though.
She thought,
yeah.
That, she thought that that was, like, sourcing her power. She didn't realize that it was inhibiting her. Right.
Oh, right, because she didn't know about the blast. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, never mind. That's not a grievance.
Well, she did know about the blast. She just didn't realize that the chip was hindering her.
Yes, yes.
I guess you don't really make that connection. Like, why would you? I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, you don't know what's going to happen if you take it off. Like, what if it took away her power? You know?
Right. Oh, they use TLC's waterfalls.
Yeah.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. I think that's... Okay, I guess. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't out of place or anything. I think it was just there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's there to, like, remind people it's the 90s. Along with, I just found this out. It was a No Doubt song that was playing when... when Carol... Because now she's Carol. Because she's now... She's not even Captain Marvel, so she's just Carol.
She's Carol, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she does the... Wait a minute. This was in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
The snap happened in 2018.
Sure.
So she's 28 years older.
Yes.
Huh.
Well.
She doesn't look older. I guess it's like powers of the space stone or whatever.
Like, she could be like 100 for all we know.
Yeah, that's also true. But she doesn't look like a 40-year-old.
I guess we don't know what's happened to her in the time when she's been in space, right?
Oh, I guess we'll find that, yeah.
Because also time moves differently when you're on different planets.
Yeah, that's true. And it could be, like, a different timeline in Endgame.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we'll save, like, the last bit for Endgame theories. Also, I'm pretty sure this rumbling is going to sound great on the mic. Hopefully you guys can hear it. I mean, this is good ambient. If you listen to this in the car, it's like you're in the car with us. This is truly immersive.
I feel like if they're in the car, they're gonna get, like, doubly no hearing.
Oh shit, that's also true. We'll try our best to, like, reduce the outside noise.
We can do that, like, post-production. Yeah.
But if we don't, welcome to our life. Oh, you're running this yellow, hey?
I didn't run it, I just couldn't stop.
My god, you ran through, like, 5 stop signs.
I did not. There are 0 stop signs here.
It's my word against yours, Matthew. Who are they gonna believe?
Me, I'm the driver.
That's... Oh, maybe I'm driving. Who knows?
Wow.
Call in, listeners. Who do you think is driving? Me or Matthew? Alright, what else is cool? I like her Super Saiyan power a lot.
I liked her... Yeah, her power was really cool. That made me really excited because she basically has the power of an Infinity Stone.
She does. She has the power.
She has the power of the Space Stone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The Tesseract.
So she's definitely the strongest out of all of them.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Except for maybe Thor's new axe.
No. Oh.
Because Thor's new axe was able to stop Thanos' 6 stone attack. Or at least,
no, it
like...
wasn't. Yeah. No, it didn't.
Thanos fucking shot that beam of light, and Thor's axe cut through it into Thanos' chest.
Oh.
So
yeah,
I'd
but
say...
it didn't stop a snap. I thought that's what you were referring to.
How do you stop a snap with an X?
Well, it's the power of the stone! It's the snap! What's the matter with you? He snaps and he uses the power of the stones. The axe didn't stop the power of the stones.
Yeah, but how do you stop?
The axe was in Thanos. Couldn't it channel its power to stop the stones?
I mean, I guess so, but I never thought of it that way.
There you go!
Okay! Oh, and I guess, like, the snap busted the glove, or the gauntlet.
Hmm.
The Thanos glove. But yeah, she has the power of an Infinity Stone. I mean, that's a great gun to have.
I wonder if she can transfer her power onto other people.
That'd be really dumb, and I don't like that idea.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, what if they make a new gauntlet and she puts her power into the gauntlet?
I thought you were talking about, like, now everyone has the power of an Infinity Stone.
No!
Cap, you have the Space Stone. Oh, you have the Space Stone. It's like Oprah. It's like, look under your seat, kid. You get a stone, and you get a stone!
Yes.
Do you think that will come with, like, a down payment that they can never pay back?
Uh-huh. So where's the other fountain?
I think it's to the right.
Oh, that's the old fountain.
Oh, you're talking about the square fountain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's here, though. Are we in Bridgewater? Oh, we are. Oh, that's fine. They can't find us or find out where we are. It's not like we're heading to a certain location. I'm not going to say it. No, that's a dumb joke.
I like how you consciously think that now. Like, you can process it without saying it and be like, no, no, no. I'm not going to do that.
I think my mouth is faster than my brain, man, too.
Well, not, I guess that proves that it's not. It's like, you know, brain's catching up now.
Oh, that's true. Oh, man, my brain's going a mile a minute, Matthew.
Good job.
What else was really cool?
I liked the kid. The kid was really cute.
Monica, I think her name was, yeah? Or was that the friend?
No, no. The kid was Monica. What was that? I forget what her name was, actually.
I just know that it's Rambo.
I never remember, like, people's names in movies. I just, like, know
who's what?
Who they are, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what you really need to know.
Yeah.
Because names are really... I mean, what are names, honestly?
Name is an identity. That was the whole point of the movie.
Look at you.
Wow.
Adapting the themes. That's extending to a broader context right there. Yes. One. Oh, Carol can fly.
Carol can fly. Carol
is she the only one that can fly? Everything.
Nah, Thor can fly. No. Thor can fly.
No, but Thor can only fly with his hammer.
Okay, what's her name then? Scarlet Witch can fly.
With her Infinity Stone powers. Yeah, okay. Yes, okay, I'll give you that. Oh, so Scarlet Witch is just as strong, probably, as Carol Danvers.
Yeah, because she can. She also channels the power of the stone.
Yeah, of the mind or something stone. I forget.
No.
Is it mind?
It's the red one.
No, that's reality, but they didn't have that because I was in Thor.
Oh, never mind.
It was the one that... Was it in the scepter?
Mind stone.
I'm going to say mind stone. Yeah, let's just go with mind stone.
Whatever they did experiments on her with.
It was with an infinity stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she has the power of infinity stone.
But she's snapped.
Yeah, she's gone. I think she's gonna be gone forever because now there's Carol.
No!
It's fine.
I like her a lot.
Really?
Elizabeth Olsen? Yeah,
she's okay.
I like Scarlet Witch. I like her powers.
Oh, you know what? I want to see more Scarlet Witch and Vision. I want to see more of that.
Yeah.
They look like a very cute couple, especially because one's just an android.
That's kind of weird, but, you know, we're moving past that in the superhero universe.
Yeah, I guess, like, Vision is also just as strong.
Yeah. Because he literally has the stone. Like, he's powered by the stone, Ultron, Jarvis, and...
Tony and Bruce.
Tony, yeah, so, like, he's got everything.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. Well, he doesn't have, like, Hulk power. He has Bruce intel. He has, like, 8 PhDs. That was a really funny joke in Thor Ragnarok. I like that. How many PhDs does a Hulk have? Zero. Oh, that's what I like. The jokes in this one, barely any jokes.
Yeah, but the ones that were made were funny.
Yes, I think that's why, because I think if you had, like, a joke a minute, like in the Guardians, or any time Tony Stark is on screen, the jokes lose their punch. But here, it was like, it wasn't a quip fest.
No.
There was not too many quips. It was like friendly jabs more than, like, you know, like Tony Stark taunting an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Does Carol taunt? She just kind of yells at them. She just gets really angry. And just...
She's like Korra from Legend
of
Korra.
Oh, she totally is like Korra. Like angry. That's who really I'm thinking of. She has the Avatar state. She has... But, yeah, she has the same personality traits as Korra.
Yeah.
Huh, I like it. I like it a lot, actually.
Like, I don't think she, like, taunts anyone. Like, the only thing she came close to a taunt is, like, does anyone know how to get these shackles off? No? All right, then, let's go. And I was like,
I don't think that's a taunt.
Yeah, but it was, like, the closest
thing. I think that was a genuine request.
That was, like, the closest thing to, like, a jab at them that she could make. Because then she proceeded to, like, beat them up anyway.
Mm-hmm. She talks with her fists more than...
Yeah.
She actually says stuff.
Loved it. I was like, you could kind of call it out at the end. She was going to punch Jude Law with, like, her firepower.
Yep.
When he was like, let's go! You and me, no powers! And it was like, no. Yeah. She's going to blast you in the face, bro.
I can kind of see that. I can see people riling that as, like, an SJW or, like, a feminist movement. It's like, I don't need to prove anything to you, you cis-hetero white male. Fuck you, Jude Law. I just saw him as evil Kree man. I didn't see him as, like, a white male.
Neither did I.
You can't. I guess, okay, if you really want to push an agenda, you can definitely say that this was, like, a very feminist movement. And you could be like, oh, this is killing all white males because she had to kill fucking Jude Law.
She didn't kill him.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Never mind. Yeah, right.
Told him to tell his leader.
Did Carol kill anyone?
She killed a bunch of the Skrulls.
No.
Yeah.
Did she kill the Skrulls?
Yeah.
She didn't kill any Skrulls.
Yeah, she did in the beginning when they held her captive, remember? She didn't know that they were.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, she
did. At that point, she did. They could have been like, okay, just letting you know we're not evil, just FYI. But they didn't.
Do you think Carol would listen, though? I think that's why.
Well, she listened in the end. But, like, he had the tape of her the whole time. Why didn't he just show it to her?
Because it didn't help.
What? Why wouldn't it? It did help when they showed it to her.
No, but he didn't want that. He just wanted the coordinates. Okay. He had her in their grasps, and they were trying to find the coordinates.
So yeah, they got that.
They didn't.
Yeah, they got the coordinates. They just weren't looking in the right place. Remember?
Oh right, yeah, the science guy. That was really funny.
It's like, find me the coordinates in orbit. You're my science guy. What's up, man?
Ben Mendelsohn really did steal the show. I think he was one of the best parts of that movie. Him and Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson was so happy in this movie.
This is the first time I saw like Fury being like.
I don't think I've seen Fury so jolly ever.
Oh man,
it's been 28 years, but still.
I wonder. Okay, do you think it's a bit of a drastic change for him to go from this Nick Fury? Oh, I guess he's like young too, hey?
Yeah.
He looks like he's 30, maybe 40 years old. Yeah,
how old
I'll give.
Do you think Fury is in the new one?
60.
Seriously?
He looks old.
I don't think he's that old.
He looks pretty old.
I thought he was
old.
Like 50, maybe, not 60.
I mean, he's old.
Sure.
Here he looks like
young.
A dad.
Yeah, he looks
He looks like a father.
Yeah.
Looks like a very tired dad. No, I think that was a...
So his face shape changed when they added hair. Maybe
yes.
That's like in their process of trying to make him look younger.
That's something I really want to talk about. The CGI done with Samuel L. Jackson, either if it was just makeup or if it was just CGI, mm-hmm. looked perfect.
It looked really good.
There was no point where I was like, yeah, this looks off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this doesn't... I can see old Nick Fury coming through,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to see that. I want to see the old one. But the whole movie, I was like, yeah, that's what Samuel L. Jackson looks like.
Mm-hmm.
There's no change. That's just him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy from Pulp Fiction. I don't know what you're talking about. It was done really well. I really, really, really loved Carol and Nick's interactions.
Yeah, that was nice.
That looks like a real genuine friendship.
They became like Insta friends.
Yeah, I loved them a lot. I think the star was really shaky. I'm really glad that most of that's forgettable. Because you really don't need to see like the first.
It was just long. I felt like there were necessary parts like for the story, but it was just kind of long, and there wasn't like a lot of action. It was just a lot of like walking and talking.
No, even the action was like boring.
Like even like the whole sequence for her going and getting the motorcycle and the clothes and driving and whatever.
Oh.
And it was like, oh, this could have been done in like 2 seconds.
Did I talk about the suit?
The lighting part.
Yeah.
Suit? No.
Fucking hated that. That's my last grievance. I don't know. It's my biggest grievance. Okay, so there's a point in the story where Carol has denounced her Kree ways, but she's still wearing the green suit. And so she goes up to Lieutenant Trouble, the little kid, and she's like, hey, I need a new pair of digs. I ain't trying to be a fink, you dig?
Alright.
That's what 90s slang is, right?
Sure.
Anyway, so, and it's like in the dead of night.
Yeah, it's just dark, and there was no light coming from the house either. So it was like they were showing us all these color changes of the
suit.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I can't see that color.
Yeah,
is that purple? Is that red?
Apparent.
It could have.
You could see it, but it wasn't like clear, and it would have been more impactful if they did it in daylight.
Yeah, but I think the only reason they didn't do it in the daylight is because there's one suit that she changes into that's really neon.
It's like bright light. Like
yeah. And it's like, great,
colors.
I'm happy you did this. It's a funny gag. Haha, could you imagine her in a neon suit? Cool, whatever. You know what they could have done too? They could have like gone through all them. I'm pretty sure they're like references to like old costumes she had before.
Yeah.
There was like a full red one, which I think was her original costume.
Oh, okay.
I think she had like a darker one, which could have been the black with the yellow thunderbolt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, maybe. I couldn't see it, so fuck that, I guess.
See, like, we were saying, like, it would have been even better. Like, they gave the reveal of what her actual color suit, like, yeah, the one she chose would look like. But it would have been so much cooler.
Oh, wait, I think we should give context for that first.
Sure.
Like, she... What happens is, they're like, hey, I need new colors. And then they look at the shirt that the kid's wearing. Uh-huh. And it's, like, the USAF shirt or whatever. Like, it's the Air Force shirt. Uh-huh. And it has the colors of Carol's suit. Like, her actual suit. Oh, we're diverting from the usual path, Nancy.
Well, I've been going around in circles for the last, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah, so. It's more of an oblong cylinder, if you ask me.
Looking at the colors, and they were like, yeah, so, and then Captain Marvel was like, oh, yeah, so maybe it'll make more sense if I do your colors, because we're on the same team.
Yeah.
And then they have a moment where they're, like, smile at each other, mm-hmm. and the kid's like, I'm on the team of Captain Marvel, which is really cute. It was a good moment.
Very adorable.
They should have just stopped at that and not shown us the colors of the suit until they did the big reveal with her fighting with everyone. I think that would have been a lot
way
more
better of a reveal
than showing us the real colors of the dark. They could have had, like, triumphant music and, like, her kind of stepping out and being like, yeah, screw you, I'm no longer with the Kree army, whatever you're trying to promote.
Star Force.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what they also could have done, if they wanted to keep that shot of them, like, fist bumping, they could have just had the glow that she had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To signify, hey, this is my power. Although, granted, thematically it wouldn't work because she gets that power recognition, like,
later.
10 minutes later, essentially. It was well done. That one wasn't. The fight between Yon-Rogg and Captain Marvel was really good. Oh, you know what was my favorite? Mm-hmm. When she's, like, blasting the missiles in space and she just, like, body slams one. That was really cute.
Yeah.
That was a really good moment, and it reminded me of, do you remember the first Iron Man where, like, Tony's flying in through space and he just lets out this, like an ah-woo, essentially, like a very enthusiastic whoop.
Sure.
I love when heroes have fun. That made me happy.
Well, she was, like, fully realizing her potential at that point.
Yeah.
Right? She was like, I'm free!
I was so happy for Carol at that point. That was such a nice moment.
Yeah, it was nice. But yeah, I liked the one where she just, like, bombarded through the giant ship and just, like, went straight through.
Oh, that was so dope.
Destroyed the whole thing.
Yeah. For you Dragon Ball Z fans, there's a sequence that pretty much reminded me of Bardock the Last Saiyan, or Legendary Saiyan, I forgot what his name was, where he just blasts a bunch of people on the way to Frieza's ship. Totally amazing. Oh, there's a sequence that looked like Nappa breaking through all the bomber ships in, like, the beginning episodes of Dragon Ball Z. Totally amazing. Even though he's a bad guy, recontextualized, it looks super cool in 3D. If you really like Dragon Ball Z, you're gonna like the third act of this movie. It felt like a westernized Dragon Ball Z, but not in a bad way. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm taking that out of the recording.
Why?
Because westernized Dragon Ball Z is terrible.
Oh.
Like, that's not something anyone would want.
I see.
That sequence was really good. Oh shit, is this still recording? Please tell me you are.
Good job.
Has it only been 38 minutes, give or take?
I don't know. Is this still on? Just check. Don't move it.
Yeah, no, everything's working.
Okay, then.
I guess we've only been going for 38 minutes. Okay. I'm hoping that it has. No, because we got out at 5 o'clock. It's 5:50. Yeah, 38 minutes. We're good.
Sure. You're the computer guy. Come on, man.
Doing this on the road is actually quite fun.
I like doing it on the road.
It's very...
it's worse for audio, but...
Oh.
I mean, terrible. I guess we haven't checked it, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about before we get into, like, endgame connections?
The cat! The Flurkin!
Oh, Flurkin! Yeah! Oh!
Flurkin.
That was so funny! I like all the things that the Flurkin did.
I love the Flurkin!
Yeah!
It was so cute. Okay, you know what about this movie, though? It wasn't, like, a tension release kind of thing, because I didn't really feel any tension in this movie at all.
I think it's because you kind of run into, like, the Superman problem with Carol.
In what's that?
Like, the character's super overpowered. It almost feels like, oh no, she can do anything. Like,
she could.
She didn't get hurt.
I literally, at the very end, I was like, yeah, she could literally do whatever the hell she wants to, and she'll be fine. She's that powerful.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know.
And she has all that power with no drawbacks. Like, the Hulk has that much power, but it's a drawback because he can't control it, and he'll just smash everything.
I mean, he's getting to the point where he can control it now, which is cool.
Which is good. But that's why they also did that in Infinity War, where they beat up Hulk right at the start. So I think in this movie, what they're going to do, they're going to beat up Carol at the start.
I don't know if they...
I think so.
Well,
I think what's going to happen, and you can quote me on this, but I'm not putting any money on it because I have no strength in this conviction. But I'm just saying you can quote me if you would like to.
Sure.
I think what's going to happen is Thanos is going to, like, steal her power.
That would be really cool, but really awful for the Avengers if that happened.
I think that would
because then they'd be completely fucked.
Yeah, I think they should steal Carol's powers, or at least, like, sap a bit of it.
See, but they're gonna reveal what happened to her in space for those 28 years when she was, like...
Oh,
because after all of this happened, the Kree army still got a hold of the Power Stone and Guardians, right?
So, not like, the Kree army,
fine,
just Ronan.
Just Ronan.
Yeah.
But
actually,
he had a Kree army with him, so that's what
it is. Is that what happened? I feel like I need to watch Guardians 1 again.
Well, Guardians 1, what basically happened was he was going after the stone because he was trying to get the stone so that Thanos would do what he wanted. But then Ronan was like, I don't need Thanos to do it, I can do it myself.
I could destroy all the Xandarians.
Yeah, and then he was like, okay, I'm going to go kill Thanos. That didn't work out because then Ronan ended up getting killed. But you know what I mean? Like,
did Ronan die?
Yes. He got, like, blasted into smithereens.
Oh, he totally did. Oh, right. We're the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Bitch.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
But, like, my point is, like, Carol went up into space. Like, after this movie, essentially, Carol went up into space to confront the Kree army to win the war for the Skrulls, not for the Kree.
No.
So, there's still something that might just have gone wrong there. Because Ronan wasn't defeated.
He didn't. Or, he had, like, two lines in the movie. It was just, hey, we have to go back.
Because he wanted to capture Carol. Like, that was his next goal.
No, no, he wanted to destroy the world to get the Tesseract.
No, but at the end of the movie, he said, because he was like, hey, we'll be back to get the power.
Oh, and the woman.
And then
the
other guy was like, you mean the Tesseract? And he's like, no, the woman.
Yep.
So his next goal was to capture Carol and take the power.
So we don't know
what happened there. Because in Guardians, he was going for the other stone. So
and they never mentioned anything about Earth.
Yeah, so you can kind of
assume
that either he hadn't reconnected with Carol at the point of Guardians, which doesn't make sense because she went straight back up into space. So I'm assuming.
But she was trying to find a place for the Skrulls.
Yeah, but the Skrulls are on the orbiting thing now. They're up there.
They don't have the Tesseract. Never mind. But they have Carol, which has the power of the Tesseract.
They have Carol, yeah.
So I think Carol's gonna... No, because she does the lightspeed thing.
Yeah, but she's like... So she's moving them somewhere. So that happens first.
Okay.
Then her next goal, or her next job, I guess, was to go and confront the Kree army.
Yes, because she was gonna end wars.
Yes. But something went down there, because Ronan wasn't defeated.
Uh-huh.
At least not at the point of Guardians. And then in the Guardians, Quill was the one to defeat him, so he must have had an interaction with Carol beforehand.
Yes. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And then after that, we don't really know what happened to Carol.
No, I don't think so. You know what I just realized?
What?
Scarlet Witch had the power of an Infinity Stone, and Thanos was able to block it.
What?
Remember when Thanos was trying to get the Infinity Stone from Vision? And he was able to block Scarlet Witch's power. Maybe like half the power, because some of it was going to the stone.
She was blocking him, actually, because he was shooting at her, and she was like, no, stop!
Was he?
Yes.
No. He was trying to stop.
She was shooting at him.
She was
shooting at him. He was shooting at her.
No, because he was holding his arms like he was shielding himself. He was never trying to attack Scarlet Witch. He doesn't until Scarlet Witch tries to get the stone back. After he time stone Vision.
Oh, I see. Okay, you're right. You can look behind you when you're backing up, buddy. Right. Yeah. But I guess he also had the 6 Infinity Stones.
Yes.
Against 1, so.
And he still does have 6.
Yeah.
Although in a busted glove, so maybe he's not as powerful anymore.
But maybe he just can't use them as well as he could have. Right?
I just don't think he can snap again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in case he's like, here, a quarter of the population, 1/8, 1/16, 1/32th?
1/32nd?
That doesn't sound right.
1/32th is what you said.
Yeah, 1/32th. 1/64th. That was fun. That was a good time. What else was cool about this movie?
I still can't, after all of that, the frickin' cat, flirkin'. is a thing to check out Fury's eye.
Although, I saw that coming. I saw it coming.
I love it, and I hate it at the same time. Because, like, it's really hilarious. You know, I kind of figured it'd be something like that going into this movie.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's really funny.
It also makes that line from Cap 2 where he's like, I trusted someone, and then I lost an eye. And it's like,
last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
But, okay, what I don't understand is, oh, I do understand it, because he still thinks there are Skrulls around. That's why he doesn't trust anyone.
I guess so.
But that's why he's so hard.
That doesn't make sense, though, because he knows the Skrulls are, like, technically just trying to find a home. So why would he be worried about Skrulls trying to attack him anymore? You know, that doesn't make sense. Unless he thinks there's a rogue Skrull that's trying to, like, kill everyone again or whatever.
I mean, I think it could also be that, or he's going to be like, oh, maybe the Kree's figured out. Either way, he's just not... He's paranoid.
Yeah.
I feel like if you find out that...
there are aliens that can shapeshift, and there are other things outside the universe, then yes, you would be paranoid.
Yeah, I would be super paranoid. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if Captain Marvel came out, say, like, before the first Avengers, I think Cap 2 would have been about Skrulls instead of Hydra Nazis. Mm-hmm. Or it would be Hydra Nazi Skrulls.
Ooh.
Ooh. I think that would have been better.
That
would
be fun.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like how this was... like a Disney twist villain again.
Disney twist villain?
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, oh, I'm a good guy.
Oh,
at
like
the start.
Hans? Like,
it's like
Frozen?
Hans. It's Hans from Frozen again. When I saw it for the first time when I was like 16, I was like, oh, Hans is a bad guy.
Whoa, we were 16 when that movie came out.
Yeah, we were 16.
Right? Wow.
16 or 15, something like that. Yeah. Oh, we were 15, never mind.
We were so young. And that, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was so many years ago.
Alright, let's go back to endgame predictions, because that's...
okay, yeah.
I think that's all we can talk about now.
End credit scene.
Oh, yeah, post-credits. Two of them. One of them was really funny. Kind of disturbing to look at, because I haven't seen a cat throw up like that ever.
Well, it's like the furball thing, right? Or hairball,
right.
Sorry.
Yeah, like hairball.
Kind of puke out after they lick themselves clean.
But I've never seen it, like, fully in action
really?
Before.
Okay.
I don't think so. But the first one... Cap has a beard, so this is early endgame.
Woo!
Also, wait, that means guaranteed there's a scene where he shaves.
No.
We're gonna see.
I can't watch it. I can't. Oh, no. I bet it's gonna be him looking at himself in the mirror and then being like, okay, and then picks up a razor, and then it's gonna cut to him coming out of the bathroom, and then him being clean shaven with the suit on again, being like,
I think it's gonna be a funeral.
Back to Captain America.
That's it. I think it's gonna be a funeral.
No, it's even worse.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a funeral.
No.
Yeah.
Funeral? Wouldn't that have
the
happened?
Half of the population that died?
Obviously, yes, but like, is there going to be a specific funeral for a specific person?
Probably
that
Nick
they
Fury.
Would specifically be going
Nick
to.
Fury. Nick Fury.
Wow, they're singling out
T'Challa,
one person.
Falcon.
See,
Bucky.
Yeah, I don't know if they would
Groot.
Want to have a funeral, because for me,
they're gonna
funeral,
have a
funeral. Well, that makes it seem very final. If you're acknowledging that they're gone forever, then you're acknowledging the fact that they may never be able to come back.
But that was
they're
in the trailer.
No,
did you not hear the trailer?
To get them back.
No, but that was the trailer. In the start, they're like, some people after a tragedy move on, but not us. So I think at the start, they're like, we have to give them, like, a proper burial. We have to do something. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, no, fuck it. We're gonna smash Thanos' stones. That's what we're gonna do. Are you with me? And then Ant-Man shows up, and then Carol Danvers shows up.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, now we're good.
Yeah.
I thought she was gonna have quantum realm powers.
She might. We never know.
Yeah.
Like, she blasts off into space by herself
yeah.
and transports them somewhere, right? So she could... have that power to leap between
leap between dimensions
and stuff. So it could transfer.
Oh, you know what? I like that.
Like, she's all powerful, so
mm-hmm.
I mean, she could do that.
Oh, do you want to hear something funny about this movie?
Sure.
Okay, so like a week or two ago, Samuel L. Jackson was doing like press for this movie,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things he told everyone was like, "Oh yeah, she's super strong. She's the only hero that can time travel."
That's really... Oh, no. Did he get, like, a big slap X from Marvel
no,
for saying that?
No, because it's fake.
Oh, okay.
He said that because I think Disney was trying to find who's been leaking fake, like, Endgame theories.
Oh, I see. So,
and
like,
there's so many that were like, Carol time travels to the future of the snap. And so now all of those posts have been taken down.
That's really
because clearly she does not have that... Unless... You know what? Endgame, she has the power, and she finds that out later. Maybe. But she doesn't. That we know of right now. She doesn't have the power to time travel in this movie.
Well, oh. Again, we still don't know what happened in that 28 years of time that we see her from this movie to when she meets up with the Avengers in Endgame.
Yeah.
So, there's a whole lot of stuff that happened.
Oh, bam, she's going to be there right at the beginning.
Fury doesn't contact her
yeah, at Fury all doesn't contact time. Her for the Chitauri anything. Invasion,
yeah.
The nuke at New York.
Like, if anything, I would have thought that the Chitauri...
I would have called...
Like, in Ultron. I feel like Ultron would have been the moment to call
No,
her.
I don't think Ultron would have been that bad, because that's like Tony AI tech.
No, it was like those giant dragon-looking things from space.
That's Chitauri, not yeah. Ultron.
What movie was that?
The first Avengers.
Oh, okay, that's the one I mean.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Those
I get everything
yeah.
confused, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the one I mean.
Yeah.
Not Ultron. Sorry,
yeah.
Not Ultron.
Because Ultron's a
no,
robot.
That's different. Sorry.
Where's your water bottle?
Oh, it's over here.
Can I have it?
Yeah.
May I please have it? Because I'm a polite person.
Well, I already gave it to you, so I mean, it doesn't really matter.
I have to sound polite for the podcast, man. I'm a Canadian. We're representing Canadian on this.
Representing Canadian?
Yes.
Oh, it's getting warm now.
Oh, that's because you have the heat seaters.
That is me unbuckling my belt.
And that's me reducing the heat of the seats. Are we idling?
We're not idling. Oh, I guess we are. I can turn the car off.
Yeah, turn the car off.
And off and battery. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, that was
Why?
My fault. I'm sorry. Okay, we're good. Yeah, so your check engine light is on.
Okay, that happens, but I don't know why. Because, okay. Sorry. This is
great
that,
going.
I'm just gonna turn that off.
Good.
And it's gone.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, see, that happens sometimes. I don't know why, because it goes away as soon as I turn the engine on.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the red one.
The battery? This is battery.
Oh, okay, never mind. Okay, you're fine then. Endgame. She's there at the start because Cap has a beard.
Woo!
Nat has the blonde hair.
Woo!
And short blonde hair.
Yeah.
Don okay. Cheadle. What's this guy's name again?
Rhodey,
yeah. Rhodey and Mark Ruffalo, Bruce Banner's there. They all look like they're in pajamas. So I think they just came back from Wakanda?
Sure.
Would you say that?
Well, no, they found Fury's Fury. Or okay.
They found Fury's Fury?
They found where Fury was when he got snapped. Because they have
the pager. They have the pager, right.
So they must
right.
have gone around and been seeing, like, what's going on in New York and whatever.
What are the blue things around it, though?
Energy sources, I guess? I don't know. Because
really weird batteries?
No, because remember, she said she upgraded it so that it can communicate between galaxies, so it's not
but
an
she
actual
didn't give,
pager.
But she didn't give, like, Fury, like, vials of
so
blue
they've
stuff.
So they've got Bruce there. He probably has vials of blue stuff just sitting around. Like,
and it is Tony's lab.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely something there.
I don't know why you're questioning this.
Yeah, you're right. Nat knew about the pager.
Did she?
Yeah, because she's like, Fury knew, but he didn't tell me to who.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Nat knew about the pager.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense, because Fury told her, like, a little bit of everything of what was going on, because she was playing, like, triple spy. Like,
yeah,
because
she was part
of
the KGB... Shield. No, it was a U.S. agents, like the U.S. Secret Service, I think. Russian KGB.
Yes.
Shield.
Yes.
Or like just Nick Fury's little circle.
Yeah.
I just want to... Okay, what I want to know is if they do like everyone comes back in Endgame, right? Because I'm assuming they're going to do that. Like, every single...
Every superhero gets together and has one
yeah.
shot together. Oh, my God.
I
do you know how crazy everyone would go for that scene?
It's going to be, like, screenshotted everywhere. That video clip
oh,
of
that
them...
that would be amazing.
How would they even fit everyone?
I don't know. I was literally just thinking that. I feel like they're going to have to, like, layer it like they do in posters. Like, you know...
Oh, they're not going to do... I was thinking it was just going to be, like, a really long...
A pan?
Just a really long pan.
What if they're in a circle? What if it goes back to the first Avengers
they're
circle
gonna
thing?
They're
going
to do that. They're
100%
going to do
that. But they do it with all the
they're
Avengers.
They're not
going
to do that, though. I'm just wondering, like, if they bring back, like...
so cool.
What I'm thinking, right? If they do bring him back, and they bring back, say, like, Nick Fury, Maria Hill, Nat's already alive, but all the people that just use guns...
Yeah.
Like, will they just use guns against Thanos while everyone else is, like, using... You're like, pew-pew! And, like, what about people that don't have ranged weapons? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what's Cap gonna do? I guess he could throw the shield.
He could throw... Well, he got... Yeah, he'll get a new shield.
Is he gonna get a new shield?
I mean, he should.
I think it's just gonna be his old shield.
No, he's got, like, the
He's not gonna use that.
Shield.
Because, no, you, like, in the trailer, he puts on a new... he puts on his old shield.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I think he's gonna have that old shield.
Does that mean he and Tony get back together?
They're gonna have to. One of them's definitely dying. They're gonna share a passionate kiss.
In Civil War, he drops the shield, right? So yeah. Technically, he doesn't have it anymore in Infinity War.
No, he doesn't, because
he's getting the double hand sword shield thing.
Yeah. Gauntlets. He gets cap gloves. I call them the very sharp oven mitts.
Good job.
That's basically what they are, honestly.
It's a good marketing strategy. Very sharp oven mitts.
You ever, it's like an infomercial, it's like, you ever just bake turkey, but you just need to cut it at the same time?
You ever want to pull something out of the oven and then are tired of taking off the mitts to grab your knife?
Introducing the very sharp oven gloves.
That's really funny.
I would want to see Captain Marvel 2, for sure.
I would like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think, rank the movie.
Oh, rank the movie
time. In, like, 24 movies that came out, I think.
Oh, boy.
Well, here, wait, I got an idea. I got an idea.
Yeah.
How about I ask you like this?
Okay.
Is it better than Iron Man 1?
Oh, my God. Going back to all the way back to Iron Man 1.
Okay, think about Iron Man 1.
I don't remember the whole movie. That's why I feel bad about judging it.
Did you think it was better than this? In terms of mood. Coming, like...
I like this one better, but also I'm coming at this with a fresher look. I haven't watched Iron Man 1 in a while.
Okay, better than Iron Man 1. Have you watched the first Incredible Hulk?
A long time ago, but I didn't like it that much, but that was also a long time ago.
Okay, so it's better than Hulk.
I'd say it's better than Hulk, though.
All right, Iron Man 2.
Better than Iron Man 2.
Cap 1.
I like Cap 1 a lot.
Okay, so Cap 1 is... So it's less than Cap 1. Okay.
Yeah, I'd say less than Cap
1. Thor 1.
Thor, better than Thor 1.
Okay, so it's in there.
I didn't really like Thor 1 that much.
First Avengers.
First Avengers was the one with the Chitauri.
Yes.
No, that one was better.
Okay. So right now it goes Avengers, Cap 1, Captain Marvel.
Avengers, Cap 1. Yeah, at the moment, yes.
All right. Phase 2, Iron Man 3.
Better than Iron Man 3. No, yes.
Yes.
Better
than Iron Man 3. Cap 2. Winter Soldier.
Not better than Cap 2.
Okay.
I like all the Captain America movies. Yeah, no, they're pretty good. So they're very good. I would put all those over this one.
It's okay. They're both captains.
Yeah.
What's more? What came after that? Guardians 1?
No, Guardians 1 is better.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't even put them on the same.
Guardians 1 is one of my favorites.
Yeah, Guardians 1 and 2 are definitely at the top of my MCU list.
Yeah.
What's after Guardians 1? Age of Ultron, I think?
Really? I thought Ultron came before Guardians.
Nah.
Okay.
Because Guardians we watched at the start of university, and Ultron we watched at the end of our first year.
Okay.
Yeah. Ultron.
Ultron was good.
Better than Cap Marvel?
Yeah. I'd say so. I think so.
I don't know. I like Marvel more than Cap.
Really?
Ultron.
Ultron. I liked Ultron. I liked that movie a lot.
I think I only liked it because I watched it with you.
Aw. That's so cute.
All right. Ultron. Ant-Man. It's better than Ant-Man.
It's better than Ant-Man.
It definitely is.
Ant-Man
is
has
okay.
potential to be a good movie, I think.
Yeah.
I think I like Ant-Man as a character. I didn't like the movie as much as the character.
There's a lot of cool things in Ant-Man, though.
Yeah,
I like,
no, 100%.
Yeah. What came after Ant-Man? Civil War.
No, Civil War is better.
Okay. This is, I think,
again,
when...
Civil War is a Captain America movie,
yeah.
so
you got
again.
Me there. I like to think from this point on, the Marvel movies started becoming really good. Yeah, because after that was Doctor Strange.
I'd say this is probably equal to
Doctor Strange level.
Doctor Strange. Because when I first watched it, I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember I was talking to you and you asked me what movie was my favorite so far. And I was like, oh, totally, hands down, like, the Doctor Strange was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I rewatched it and I was like,
it's
wait,
really boring.
That, yeah, I was like, it's not that exciting as I was like first thought it would be, or first, like, you know, thought it was.
I remember loving it after watching it.
Yeah, me too.
But then...
And I watched it again. It's not that good. It's like, you have to only slow. Watch it once.
It's so slow. And, like, the magic that they show is so boring.
The magic
boring.
Isn't as cool, right? Like, they do a lot more cool stuff later on with him.
Oh, with Infinity War?
Infinity War, when he did, like, the multiple thing. And, like, he did the whole, like, multiple arms and splitting into different
ranges. He has
ranges.
A sword. He has the binding, like the whip things.
Yeah.
He has the binding
bands. You
could
have done all of this in, and I understand, like, he was learning his powers.
But the ancient one doesn't do shit.
In this movie, Carol was learning her powers, too, and she did a whole
bunch
of cool
shit. Well, I mean,
she
didn't, like, learn. She learned how to, like,
let go of the
control, you know, that holding one arm behind her back thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what came after Doctor Strange? Guardians 2. I think Guardians 2 is better than Captain Marvel. Guardians 2 is my favorite MCU movie.
Really?
It's so good.
Okay.
It made me cry every single time I watch
it. Okay, but that's because of the Yondu scene at the end.
It's not even the Yondu scene. It's that Fleetwood Mac scene. Like, and you don't stop me now. And then you don't love me again.
Was that when he was meeting with his dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so nice. And it's like, if I take your powers away, you'll just be human. You're like,
what's wrong with that?
Yeah,
I was
like, it's so good.
Yeah.
Every single, and like the Yondu's funeral 100% makes me cry.
Yondu's funeral just makes
Jesus
me,
Christ.
Like, I get deep feels when I see that.
Especially when you look at Sean Gunn's, like, Kraglin, and he does the.
Yeah, and then he's the like, bell. I'm with you, Cap, and I'm like, Kraglin!
It's so well done. Yeah. And then you see all the Ravagers. I kind of wish we knew more about them, but they're from the comics. They're from the comics.
Yeah.
So, like, if you read
really
the comics.
I really like the Ravagers.
Yeah.
I love Kraglin so much. Mm-hmm. I want to see more of him. But
I think Guardians 2.
Guardians 2 over
edges
Marvel,
out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spider-Man: Homecoming.
Okay, over Marvel. Yes.
Yes, I think I agree with you.
I love
Vulture.
Homecoming.
Was amazing.
I love.
I still
Homecoming
think he's the
so
best
much.
Villain in the whole
yeah.
cinematic universe so far.
That movie was fantastic.
Who was the villain in this one? Yon-Rogg. He wasn't even that good of a villain, to be honest. He's Hans from Frozen.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
I feel like this wasn't really, like, more... It wasn't a villain story. It was more of, like, a...
It's a character thing.
It's a very... Yeah, it's a very, like, finding yourself story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a very inspiring story. I think even if you weren't, like, a little girl, you'd find a lot of things from this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think this is a positive movie for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
What came after Homecoming? Thor Ragnarok.
I loved Thor Ragnarok.
I did not like it that much.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
I think, like... It's fine. It's definitely the funniest, and it's very well at being funny.
I think I liked it because it was the best out of the Thors.
Okay, I'll give you that for sure.
So I think I played it up a lot because of that.
I liked the fact that Thor didn't have to beat up Hela. And it's just like, I'm not going to beat you up. He is giant-ass fire monster in the back, Surtur. But I don't like it because in Infinity War they just reversed everything and just gave Thor a brand new weapon again.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they did it because they have to sell toys.
Yeah.
Which really sucks. And then they had to give Spider-Man a new suit, even though he's like, I don't really need a new suit to protect the neighborhood.
Yeah, why did he get a hammer?
Well, he needed to beat Thanos.
But he could do that without the hammer, couldn't he?
No, because he fought Thanos before and he couldn't do it. So he's like, okay, fine, I guess I need more power.
Fight Thanos without his hammer? Am I missing something?
Yeah,
oh,
right
at
the very beginning.
Yeah. What am I thinking of?
Remember, he even like has a joke with Rocket. He's like,
Yeah.
He's never fought me once.
Yeah, he did.
He never fought me twice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so I think that's why they had to do it, and also because Disney needs to sell toys.
Yeah, I think, let's see.
I like
Marvel... Like, slightly more than Thor 3.
I think so, too.
Like, just slightly more.
But also, if Thor 3 was better than Captain Marvel, I wouldn't be angry with that.
This movie reminded me of, like, Captain America 1.
It's very... Yeah, because it's like, they're both not allowed to do the thing that they really wanted to do.
Yeah, it was very much like that.
Yeah.
And even, like, I'm talking about the colors, you know what I mean? Like, in Thor 3, Guardians, it was so colorful.
It's all neon,
it's very outer spacey kind of stuff. Like, I really loved that
aspect
of it. Yeah. This one was on Earth and even though they were up in space, it wasn't very spacey. It wasn't, like, colorful space. It was just black space.
A bunch of things that I completely forgot. There was... like 7 really, really great CGI shots of like planes leaving and entering atmospheres.
Mm-hmm.
And like the fight choreography is a bit messy, but I'm not expecting that much. The blasts were fine, the space battles were fine.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the dogfight between the quad jet. I liked that. That was really cute.
Cool.
Quadjet and the blue Minerva.
Minerva, yeah.
Yeah, that Minerva. When they were flying through the Grand Canyon.
That was cool. That was really cool. Yeah, I liked that a lot.
It felt like Star Wars, and it's like the same company, so I guess they just like borrowed stuff from Star Wars.
Took like the same scenes and then altered the background and been like, okay,
you know what? I'm gonna watch The Force Awakens again because there's a dogfight just like that.
Okay, what's the next movie after
Thor 3? What was the last one? Thor 3? Yeah. Black Panther.
Black Panther. Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd say...
I really like Black Panther.
I liked Black Panther 2, but
that didn't even come out yet.
That's funny. I liked Black Panther as well, but, like...
Oh. I think it's on the same level.
Again, I think it's... I don't know. It was really good.
I really like Black Panther. I put Black Panther over...
Marvel?
Yeah. But I that's only like... in terms of Killmonger's performance.
Yeah, okay.
In terms of the message in the movie.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, I would rate Black Panther high just because I really liked Michael B. Jordan's
Michael character. B. Jordan's really good. Andy Serkis is really good. Mm-hmm. Chadwick Boseman does a great job. Mm-hmm. Lupita Nyong'o.
Yeah, the characters were all really good.
The acting was great. It falls apart in the weird train fight. But it kind of makes sense because it's an underground railway.
Yeah.
So, you know, slave allegories and all that. Yeah. So it works. Thematically, I think the movie works.
I think, like...
I think the overall message and T'Challa's journey from being, we shouldn't help anyone, to being like, you let this man's son just live alone.
Yeah, it's our fault.
It's their fault.
Yeah.
You know, and then he just yells at the ancestors.
Yeah.
I think that's great. That
was cool.
It's a good scene.
Yeah.
I don't know why people like were like, there's nothing redeemable in Black Panther. There's so many good... Yeah, because... Well, it was when he was, like, announced for, like, Best Picture. And I was like, it's just fine as a movie. I think it's pretty good. I think lots of people just focus on the negatives a bit more. And I guess, like, if you really wanted to be stingy, you could be like, oh, it's just a political message in a Marvel movie. it's because black people. That's why it did so well. And I'm not going to deny that at least a little bit of that was from that. Because a lot of black communities probably went out and went to go see Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sure, fine. You could say that. But it's a well-made movie. Okay, so Black Panther.
After that pitch.
It's a really good movie. I really like it.
I think like it's well done. I don't know. I really like, I'd probably say this is equal to, or Black Panther is just above.
Yeah, I think so too.
But like, either that or equal, in terms of how much I like the overall movie.
Yeah. What came after that? Infinity War.
Infinity War is better.
Yes, I would definitely put the mark of Infinity War. What came after that? Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is worse.
Yes. Okay. So that's pretty good. I think my ratings around that, except I put Iron Man 1 and Thor 1 above Captain Marvel.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I like Thor 1 a lot because it's.
I think I liked the story of Thor 1. It's just like, I don't know. It's kind of. Not my favorite movie. I don't know how else to say that.
Yeah, I think for me, it's because I watched it when it first came out.
Oh, maybe
so I watched it as a kid.
Yeah.
So nostalgia plays a big part.
I watched it after I watched... Like, no, that's wrong.
I think you watched it like last year or like a year and a half ago.
No, I watched it before I watched
Iron Man 1?
Oh, Iron Man 1. No, yeah. Iron Man 1 I watched a while ago. It wasn't even a year ago. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Not a long time ago, but I watched it like at least a few years ago. Because
did you watch it?
I didn't watch it when it first came out, though. No.
So you didn't watch it in, like, 2008 or whatever?
No.
Okay. That's what I mean.
I think the first movie of the cinematic, the MCU that I watched, like,
I think it was Guardians.
Like, the ones that we all went to see together, Guardians.
Yeah, that was me, too. Like, I didn't actually... Actually, no, I didn't even get into the MCU until probably right after... No, you know what? I know what the thing was. It was as soon as I saw the first trailer for Civil War...
Mm.
And Spider-Man was in it. I was like, yep, alright, fine. I'll get into this then.
I guess, like, Spider-Verse technically counts as a Marvel movie. But it was Sony,
it's a Sony,
right?
It's a Sony Marvel.
It doesn't really count. Okay.
We didn't talk about the most important part of this movie.
Which one?
Stan Lee.
Oh.
I feel so bad for ignoring this point, but
that
that's
really
really well
at
done.
At the beginning, the Marvel, you know, the big,
dun,
like...
Dun, 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 dun.
Like, they didn't have the superheroes in the background. Yeah, it's all Stanley cameos.
And it's not even just the cameos. It's, like, him from, like, press tours. It's from him at, like, conferences.
Yeah, and it was just said, thank you, Stan, conventions. At the end. And I was like, oh, that's just really nice, you know. And I'm really happy to see that, too. Because it's like, yeah, you everyone should be sees acknowledging it. That. He was the one who made this happen. Like,
yeah.
And, okay, not the sole person who made this happen.
Yeah,
but
and
he was,
like,
the visionary behind it, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like...
Like, at the very least, he's a big part of why they're popular.
Yeah. So I feel like I like that they did that, and I think that's really sweet.
They did a similar thing for Steve Ditko and Stan Lee in Spider-Verse. I'm really happy they did that. The Stan Lee cameo in the movie is also really nice.
It was so subtle, but it was sweet.
It's a very nice
I thought smile. She was going to beat him up.
You know what? This may sound morbid. This might be a bit macabre. But I think they might have filmed that before Stan Lee's passing. And I think Brie actually does punch Stan Lee in the face. It just goes, God damn, oh, I'm not a Skrull.
Probably, yeah. That's like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah. In like a Stan Lee voice, yeah. But no, it's just like a really nice smile.
Yeah, just so sweet. And you kind of, and then she smiles back at him, and then it's like, oh, it's so heartwarming. And then she goes on to beat an old lady up.
Yeah.
So.
The trailers did not do this movie justice at all.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
The trailers were so boring. I remember when the first one came out,
I was excited when the first one came out. Like,
not the first trailer. The first trailer was really boring because it was just her falling into Blockbuster and then her just being really stern the whole trailer. But no, it was... you know what? I think it's pretty good.
I thought it was a pretty good
movie. I think it's a great movie.
Yeah. It's like up there in my favorite ones.
How about out of all the movies we've seen this year, it's not better than Roma. It's not better than Spider-Verse. Although we watched that last year.
Spider-Verse is my favorite one we've seen.
It's
so
still,
far.
I think, out of all the comic book movies I've watched in my life, it holds a special place along with the first Spider-Man movie.
The Spider-Verse does, you mean?
Yeah, Spider-Verse and Spider-Man 1 holds a very special place.
Tony Maguire Spider-Man.
Yeah, I still have that VHS. I still watch that Raimi movie every now and then.
Oh, man. That was a good movie.
It's great. So much fun. It's so cheesy.
It is so
cheesy. It's so cheesy.
There's so many scenes where they just zoom into with Peter Parker's face, and you see Tobey Maguire just making like a weird, like... I don't even know what his face is.
Yeah, I don't
know.
It's
so strange so many times. And watching it again is just, like, so cringy. It's like, oh, my God, why is this scene so long on his face with, like, a weird expression?
It's, I'm trying to remember the scene. There's, like, this one picture of Tobey Maguire where he has, like, a really ugly cry.
Yeah,
it's that one, right? Yeah.
I think that's when Uncle Ben dies.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
I mean, it's realistic. People don't look pretty when they cry. So.
No one should look pretty when they cry.
Yeah.
Unless they're like doing like an angry, trying not to cry cry.
Even then, your face would be like weirdly contorted.
Sorry, this is an audio medium. You can't see the face it just made.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm going to go into a mini rant, but not even a rant.
Sure. Let's do it.
The one thing I hate about Spider-Man 2 is when he stops the train.
Oh, why?
No, he stops the train, and then people, like, carry him.
Yeah.
And then they plop down, and then some extra says, he's just a kid. But Tobey Maguire is at least, like, 40 at that point.
He's supposed to be, like, a college
He's supposed
student,
to be, like,
right?
like 18, right?
Yeah.
But even as, like, a kid when I saw that, I was like, he's an adult.
Yeah.
This man looks like
an
adult.
I didn't get it either. I didn't have that perspective yet to be like, what is a kid? I'm a kid. That's not a kid.
Yeah, that's not a kid at all. Where'd you get that from? That's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie.
Man.
That's the only thing I hate about Spider-Man 2. Everything else is pretty good, actually.
Really? Spider-Man 2...
It's super good.
I wasn't going to say it was bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Maybe I don't touch that now.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's just a meme. Everyone's like, Spider-Man 2 is really good. What did you think about it?
That was the one with Dr. Octavius, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let me think back to that movie. That was the one where MJ was being stupid.
Was that the MJ Harry thing, or was that Spider-Man 3? I think that was Spider-Man 3.
No, Spider-Man 3. What's his name? Peter and... MJ were gonna get married because he was gonna propose to her.
That was Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, that's what I said. Spider-Man 3.
What was Spider-Man 2? They were like still having.
It was like MJ was married, not married. Yeah, she was marrying some other dude.
No. Was that the astronaut dude, or was that Spider-Man 3?
No, Spider-Man 3 was Peter.
Are you sure?
Peter was going to propose to MJ.
Was that Spider-Man 2, though?
No, it was Spider-Man 3. Because, remember, he was flying, and then he was doing the swinging thing.
Oh, and then he couldn't swing anymore.
I couldn't, my responsibilities, and then he got the black Spider-Man, Venom, and then he was like, no, I can't propose to her anymore. I have too many things going on right now.
Right.
And then he's like, nah. And then he gets over it. And then Harry dies. And then everyone's sad.
Harry doesn't die.
Harry dies in that movie. I watched this movie in theaters and I cried. I remember this. Unless I'm getting everything confused.
Oh, no. Harry does die. Yeah, because they help fight the Venom.
Yeah.
Did you like Venom more than you like Captain Marvel?
No.
How dare you?
I like Captain Marvel. You know how great
Venom is the best comic book movie.
Venom I only liked because of the interaction between
Eddie and Venom. Yeah.
That's it. The movie itself was not great.
Oh my god, do you remember the post-credit scenes for Venom?
Which one?
It was Spider-Verse. Because they said in another dimension. So, Venom exists in the Spider-Verse, making Venom the best movie because it's part of Spider-Verse.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah. It counts.
Spider-Verse is its own thing. Mm-mm. Venom is attached Venom to
Venom is
Spider-Verse.
In the same thing as Spider-Verse. If there's Spider-Verse in the movie of Venom, Venom's in Spider-Verse.
Yeah, okay, but that doesn't make Venom the best.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it That's does. Like saying, like, oh, like, Tony Stark and Captain America are in the same universe, but that means they're both the best. So
they
that
are.
Means one is...
They
no,
are.
No, no, no.
I don't know what you're talking
no,
about.
No, the Captain America movies
are the best.
I like better than
and,
the Tony Stark movies.
And the
movies.
Tony Stark movies are also the best. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're getting at here.
Oh, my God.
You know what's one thing that I've realized about this movie?
What's that?
It didn't feel fresh enough.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Like, there wasn't anything groundbreakingly new.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. I see that.
It's... But it's not... Is it formulaic?
I think it just kind of filled in some of the gaps that we were missing. Or some of, like, the things that we might be seeing later on.
Yeah,
it
wasn't, okay, I'll give you that, yeah.
I feel like it wasn't meant to, like, introduce something new. Like, Guardians was meant to introduce, like, oh, look, there's another protective force
No, but,
out
like,
there.
Like, Black Panther
yeah.
did a lot of things.
Yeah.
Even though it was also supposed to be, like, an... Oh, no, it wasn't. This is different. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
Because I think they had to make this one at least tie a little bit back into Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ending of Infinity War tied directly into this.
Yes.
Yes, okay, never mind. Yeah, so I guess it had to have been at least a little bit constrained.
I think it was like a filler movie.
It
wasn't like a...
Yes.
It wasn't meant to be like a super stand... Like, okay, it was a standalone movie in the sense that mm-hmm. we were learning about a new character kind of
yeah.
thing. And it
yes.
was an origin story in that sense. But...
Did you say an oranges story?
Origin.
Oh, okay.
But it technically also wasn't because it was a filler story. It was supposed to be like a recap of whatever has already happened.
Yes.
Filling in all the gaps and being like, oh yeah, okay, I see how that
Yeah,
works.
Just to be comfortable
then,
with Carol
yeah,
just so
and
when
then
you
moving
see. Yeah, that's true.
Into the end of Infinity Wars, being like, okay, yeah, okay, we get it. Now we understand what's happening. So now we
yeah.
can move forward.
I guess in a way it's sort of like Thor 1.
Thor 1, I felt.
It was like the same thing because it was trying to build up to the Avengers.
I guess, but Thor 1 I saw more as a standalone than I did as a... Okay, I guess not, because even in Thor 1, he was in, like, the facility where his
yeah.
hammer was, and
yeah.
everyone was
and that was in S.H.I.E.L.D., and there was Hawkeye,
yeah.
and everyone's like, hey, you gotta learn to be humilitied. Humilitied? You have to learn to be modest and stuff. Don't be dumb, come on.
Yeah.
You know, maybe in the future, you might have to learn to be on a team of other people with
Whoa.
Lots of superpowers. Maybe your brother Loki comes back. Who knows? I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's not to say it wasn't good.
Yeah.
I think it's just... It's like... If I were to give it a grade, I'd give it like a B or B+.
Which movie? This one?
Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay.
Cool.
I think...
I'd give it a B double plus, which I guess
like
is
an
A minus?
A minus.
I'll give it an A-.
Yeah, I give it that too. I think that's all about the movie. I don't know what else to talk about.
What else is there to touch upon? Do we have anything else to touch upon?
We talked about Stan Lee. Rest in peace. We talked about...
I mean, I guess we could have made the assumption that the Krees were, like, evil. Not
oh!
Evil,
that's something we didn't talk about.
We saw that guy that Quill, like, in the first movie.
Oh, Jamon Hansu, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he breaks off because he's
with the accusers now. Drax pulls out his head thing and then he dies. And, like, so
is that what happened?
Yeah.
Shit, I should watch that movie again. I forgot that Drax decapitates.
He didn't decapitate. He basically took out one of his electric...
Oh, right.
That, like, keeps him alive. And then he got electrocuted to death. And he got, like, zzz, and it's, like, almost, like, powering off. But, yeah. So, I mean, like, we saw him in Guardians, so we probably should have made that connection. Been like, oh, yeah, okay. He's evil. Or, like, he's not on the team that we wanted him to be on, kind of thing. Sorry, I was just gonna say, like, oh, maybe there was, like, a reason, or maybe they were good, and then they turned bad for some reason, or whatever, you know?
I was just gonna ask, do you remember what happened in Guardians 1 with the Kree?
What do you mean?
They were fighting the Xandarians, right?
Yeah.
Did they just, is it because Carol saved the Skrulls? And it's like, well, we can't fight them anymore, because now there's Carol.
There's the law now, right? It's like the peace law, or whatever they called it. Like,
yeah, but that was with the Xandarians, not with the Skrulls. So I'm assuming Carol got the Skrulls to safety?
Yeah, I would assume so.
I would assume so, too.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless she failed. Unless Ronan, like, did the blast thing on the planet, you know? Like, what if she got them to a planet and Kree, and then Ronan was like, I accuse you.
Ronan the Accuser, yeah.
I accuse you.
Oh, Ronan was green in this movie. I forgot about that.
He was blue.
He was green.
No, he was blue.
His armor was green.
His face was blue.
That's fine. But his armor was green, but then he turned blue and black in the...
Well, yeah, he doesn't have the black line, so his face looked different in this movie. And
that's what I was trying
to...
Yeah, okay.
He didn't have the black on his face, and I was like, that looks weird. I was trying to place it, but I didn't notice his suit, but okay, sure.
Yeah, his suit was, like, green. Well, I mean, that's the color of the Kree that we now just found out. They're green.
Was it green? I thought it was blue. It looked blue to me.
Captain Marvel's first suit was blue to you?
Yeah.
It's green.
Are you sure?
Do I not know colors?
Maybe
it's a green suit.
Maybe I'm remembering it wrong, then.
No.
I thought it was blue.
Here, I'll pull up a picture.
Maybe it was teal or turquoise. So nah, maybe it's just like blue-green.
That's some blue stuff. Oh, there's... I gotta sign in to the free Wi-Fi.
Ah.
That's not what I wanted to do. I want some Captain Marvel news.
Yeah, do it.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
It's a green suit, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, I'm probably just remembering.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, like, is that blue or green?
It's blue-green.
I'll take it. Yeah. No, but look, that's green, right? Yon-Rogg's character?
I'd still say that's blue-green.
Okay, I'll take it.
It looks turquoise to me.
Yeah, whatever. I think they're green because the Skrulls were all in purple and green.
Sure.
They also look like Piccolo from Dragon Ball Z. I was very happy. Yeah, I think that's it.
Cool. Let's see.
Any last thoughts?
Anything else to talk about?
Oh, next week, because we're doing the fun stuff.
Next week, I'm away.
Yes.
I'm in Europe.
I will have a guest on, and you'll have a guest on.
Yeah.
Is it going to be...
What are we doing with the mic? I'm just leaving it with you, and then I can do mine when we get back, or, like, how are we doing this?
I was thinking...
I don't really want to take it with me.
All right.
So, I mean, I could. Like, I just don't want to lose it.
Wait, are you not doing one with the European buddy?
I mean... Yeah, I could.
Yeah. If you do, I was thinking because you come back...
24.
Yeah, you come back before anything else, right?
Huh?
Because you come back
before... Well, I'm technically away for 2 podcasts, if you want to say it that way.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to... Oh, right, because you come back on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess... all right. I guess you could just record in Europe.
Sure.
And then it'll be fun. And then I'll keep the microphone then. Then I'll have it with my buddy.
So do you want me to just use my phone or something?
Yeah. Okay. You're in Europe. It's a Europe travel thing. Talk about your adventures in Europe with your European buddy.
I'm so excited. We've got a lot of stuff planned. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be fun.
Yeah,
very excited. Very excited to hear it.
Cool. And then I'm really excited to hear what you and your buddy talk about.
I don't know what we're going to talk about.
That's going to be really fun.
It's going to be very strange. Yeah. I don't know what it's going to be, but we'll post something, I guess.
We also decided that we're watching Shazam. In
yes.
April,
so that's
gonna be
right after you come back.
Soon.
Yeah,
that's gonna be the next one, I think.
Mm-hmm. So it's gonna
be because we saw the new trailer today, and we were both like, "Oh, that looks better than the first trailer."
Yeah. I like
so
it.
Let's watch it. And then after that one,
It'll be...
I also seriously want to watch Men in Black International.
That's in the summer. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, but I'm saying that now because mm-hmm. that's a thing we have to do. And Frozen 2 has to be
that's
a thing
in fall.
Too.
That's in November. It's in November. Yeah, that's a while away. That's like in a year.
We have to watch it because that looks really amazing.
Our summer blockbuster schedule is fucked. It's going to be Avengers Endgame, yes. Spider-Man Far From Home,
yes.
Men in Black,
yes.
Hobbs and Shaw, because it
we're
actually looks good.
Hobbs and Shaw,
it looks
yes.
good. I hate that I said that, but it looks
that's
good.
That's fantastic.
Well,
it's because you want to watch it because Idris Elba, isn't it?
I love Idris Elba. I have a crush on him. I love him.
Man crush.
I want to give him a hug. If I ever get famous enough, that's on my... I have a bucket list for if I ever get famous.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, first, be on Hot Ones.
Can we do that even if we're not famous?
No, because we have to be famous. Or they're not going to get us on there.
Can't we just be like, we really love the show. You can ask us whatever questions we want. We have a podcast.
Yeah, no one's going to filter through that. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
Be on Hot Ones.
That's a good one. Yeah.
There was another one that I was thinking of, but now I can't think of it anymore.
Car karaoke.
Yeah, but that's like the normal press junket stuff. Oh, like the Wired autocomplete interview.
Wired
I'd love doing that.
I think that one would be really fun to do.
Mm-hmm. But we're very unknown. No one would care about us.
Well, you know, this is what...
This is when we become famous, like in 15 years, and people will ask.
Okay,
and
if you get famous, can I just tag along and be your
moral
support sidekick? And
yeah.
I'll just do the autocorrect interview with you?
I'm okay with that.
I'll be like, okay.
I'd love that. It will keep me faithful.
Cool. Wow, what's wrong with you?
No, I'm talking about like in terms of answers. Now you'll be able to call me out.
Okay, I can call you out.
Yeah, because if you're not there, I'll just say like whatever. I'll be like, what?
Call you on the phone and be like,
I saw
me.
That.
That yeah.
None of that is real.
Anyway.
I'm still gonna do it that way anyway. I'm gonna give as many. Be on the Graham Norton show.
Okay.
Because I think his interviews are probably the best, along with Conan O'Brien.
Okay.
I don't want to do Jimmy Fallon or Kimmel because I can't tell the two apart.
you can't tell the two apart.
They're basically the same person. I want to talk to Aubrey Plaza for at least half an hour.
Why?
Because she's very funny.
Okay.
And I want to talk to her.
Sure.
I think that's it.
And then...
What was the thing that we were talking about that I wanted to do? You said a thing, and then I can't remember what it was, though.
No. The whole point was that you wanted to give Idris Elba a hug.
Idris Elba a hug. That's it. I want to give
it. What is my bucket list for when I become famous?
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. I seriously want to do like a voice acting thing.
That'd be fun.
For like a Disney movie. And that'd be so much fun. I want to do that. With like some famous people who can sing and whatever. And I don't know. That'd be really fun. So that's one thing. I mean, I guess technically I don't even have to be famous for that. I can just put in an audition tape.
Yes.
And be like, hey, want to take me? Look at my voice. La 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 la.
You can hear my voice.
Like, yeah, I guess so. And then they'd be like, oh, wow, great. We'll have you as this role. And I'd be like, woo. And then that'd be the start of my career.
That'd be fun.
Becoming famous. I would love to be on Hot Ones and doing the auto-wired correct interview, too.
I think that'd be really fun.
I think that would be a lot of fun. Favorite so far is Daniel Radcliffe's autocorrect interview.
I like the Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds one. That one's
funny.
Real funny. Especially because right at the end, Jake Gyllenhaal's like, oh no, we only have one more, come on. Come on, let's have two more. Yeah.
Yeah. I went on a YouTube, like, 3-hour midnight to early morning kind of just binge watch of the autocorrect interviews. Oh man, so funny.
Such a good time, honestly.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so that's our schedule. I think we've gone over, like, the our end slate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so. I think that's all we got right now.
All right.
And also, the car is getting cold, so...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. That's how we're going to end it off now.
You're just going to sing it? You don't even put in all the hard work we did to, like, make the actual thing? It's like... Good job.
There we go. I whistled it. That's going to be the ending now.
Excellent.
Bye.
Bye.